Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From D.C. this morning, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, folks. You know, a lot of us really don't appreciate just waking up in our own beds and just having freedom every day. Brian Banks appreciates that. Tom, he was a high school football star, recruited by some of the top colleges across the country until he was accused of raping a woman, accepted a plea deal, served 5 years in prison. Then all of a sudden, he's out. This woman contacts him on Facebook and comes around and finds out she admits to lying about it. Just an amazing story. He joins us right now from the West Coast. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Your story is truly a stunning one. So you're out of prison. You serve 5 years, and the woman who accused you of raping her contacts you as or friends you on Facebook?
Yeah. One day, just, you know, being online searching for jobs, I decided to get on Facebook and do my normal check and noticed I had a friend request. Well, upon clicking on that friend request, I see this girl's name, and I immediately froze and, you know, slammed the laptop down, and I couldn't believe that it was her. You know, I thought it was someone playing some type of sick joke, and I remember just falling to my knees and praying to God, asking him if this was her, and if there was some type of opportunity for me to shed some light on the truth, then I'm asking God to allow me to play my cards right. And I remember just getting up and sending a message out to her, asking her if this is really you. You know, why would you contact me? And her reply was she was hoping that bygones could be bygones. She was immature then, and she can assure me she was much more mature now. Basically, an attempt to try and reconnect with me and rekindle something that was lost, I guess.
You were both in high school when this happened?
Right.
Yes, I was 16, she was 15.
So you guys then connect, and what was amazing is she tells you, look, I know you didn't do this, but then she said, I'm not going to come forward. And then you eventually have a conversation with her, and you actually record the conversation where she admits it, because she also, her and her mom got a settlement, and so she was afraid of losing that settlement money?
That's correct. Her mom and they were awarded $1.5 million for lack of security on campus. She was really adamant about wanting to see me and wanting to reconnect, and I posed that if she was that adamant about seeing me, she'd come and meet me at this private investigation firm, and we could talk there. She showed up and agreed to help me in getting my life back under the context of wanting to rekindle, but she didn't want to come forward and sign any paperwork. She didn't want to speak to any attorney, and she didn't want to have to pay back the money that she was awarded in the lawsuit.
You're a blue chipper. You were a blue chipper in high school, sought after a high school football player by top colleges in the country. Now that you're out, are you going to try to go back to school or try to enter the pros?
Definitely both. At this time right now, I've been training so hard and every day in hopes of giving the NFL a shot. I've been blessed to have a few different opportunities of trying out for different teams. I've been added to a few different short lists. So right now I'm just on standby waiting for that call.
What teams are looking at you?
I've tried out for the Seattle Seahawks, the Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, and a few other teams.
And baseball as well, Brian?
No, not in regards to actually playing the sport. I'm the CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Reached out to me a few days after exoneration, offered me an opportunity to explore working for his front office and explore different opportunities within the sports industry, working alongside the Diamondbacks.
Brian, you've had a lot of people reach out to you to share their stories about being falsely accused of rape. And so what has it been like carrying that torch and trying to get people to understand that this is real?
You know, I always knew that I wasn't the only one who has experienced something like this. wake up for so many days being labeled a monster, and to wake up the next and be labeled a person of great interest, you know, somewhat of a hero. Now people are coming out of their own homes and their own personal lives and telling their own stories that they've once kept to themselves and, you know, asking for my help and bringing awareness to situations such as this. You know, I've always, you know, in my prayers asked God that, you know, upon helping me clear the situation, whatever destiny that you have before me, I'm willing to take it on full stride. And I'm seeing that this is part of that.
The Innocence Project.
I want to bring awareness to wrongful conviction.
Brian, the Innocence Project worked with you, and in reading one of the stories, the attorney said that if she did not come forward and admit that this was a lie, this would have never gotten wiped away.
That's true. In my situation, this girl had accused me of having sex with her, which we didn't have sex. She accused me of ejaculating inside of her and describing those contents and so forth, where there was a DNA test result. The test put together, and the DNA was negative. And that always stood to me and this girl never having sex. But even with the DNA being negative and there not being any DNA, without her confession, the way that the system works in California, there was no way for these accusations to be overturned.
I'm just a DJ, but shouldn't she be arrested?
Yeah, you would think.
And what about the $1.5 million?
Was so concerned about.
Shouldn't that go back to the state?
Or go to you.
Or go to you or somebody.
For sure. It definitely should go back to the state.
Is this case going to go on, Brian?
As of right now, from my understanding, that, you know, I received my exoneration and had this case overturned, and that's it as of right now.
Mm.
Are you considering suing her and her mother for falsely accusing you of rape?
I'm not. For me, the biggest thing for me is just wanting to get my life back and wanting to have my freedom back, and I secure that. I've been dealing with this now for 10 years. You know, when people initially hear this story and what I've been through, you know, it enrages them.
How old are you?
They get mad for me. I'm 27 now. I just turned 27.
And we will look to follow your story as far as your tryouts and all with the professional football teams. Any chance of you going to USC as you were recruited years ago?
It's definitely an option somewhere later down the line after I, you know, finish pursuing the NFL.
Okay, one last question. The Texans want to know, what race was the woman?
She was a black woman.
She's a sister.
Oh, okay. Brian Banks, certainly an amazing story. Folks, you can check and follow him on Facebook and Twitter as well. Brian, certainly appreciate it, man. Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
What a story.
It is an amazing story.
Hmm.
Yeah, she should be in jail. I'm with you.
Yeah. For at least 10 years.
The years that he gave up.